Episode 485, June 8th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? I'm back here in Joe's house, Joe and Katie Robinson. By the way, happy anniversary.
Thanks, man. I'm trying to understand the names in chat.
Well, it's been 2 weeks. I mean, we might have forgotten some references.
Somebody's in there as burritos. I don't know what that means.
That's what Robbie would serve his neighbors.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
If he had a party, you're right. Hey, and of course, 53-week itches in there. That means that the anniversary came and went.
Yes.
And so they're actually 1 week over a year. Can I tell you?
Hey, can we make this a new segment where you read the chat and we try to guess the references if we remember them or get
them?
Sure.
I can't read all of them. We'd be doing it all day. But sure, I'll do a few of them right now. Do you know what? Here's one. Neighbor Sandy, do you know? Neighbor Sandy 72, do you know what that is?
I've forgotten.
My neighbor is Sandy.
Okay.
She turns
oh, the 70, yes.
72. She was the one that. Now, did I tell that story about the fire song that she gave us? I told that story,
you
right?
You tweeted it.
Robbie, did I tell that story?
No, I don't think we've heard this one, no.
Okay, so, this shocks me. So,
well, how do they know about this person then?
No, you did. You tweeted it. We didn't talk about it on the show.
So I'm sitting on my, and apologies if this, because it sounds like something I've told before. So apologies if I've told the story already. But me and Katie and our friend Erica, mentioned a million times on here, we're sitting on the deck, okay? We're feeling good,
yeah,
right, as we'd often do. It's 80 degrees out. The sun's blaring. Katie has Little Dickie blaring inappropriately loud, okay? The N-word, the F-word, everything, right? Inappropriately.
Oh, he's not saying the N-word.
No, but they're said by whoever else is in his song or whatever, yeah. And so, actually, he does say it in Freaky Friday because he switches bodies with Chris Brown, so then he can say it. But whatever, gotcha. That's neither here nor
artistic.
There. Right, artistic license. So anyway, we're listening, and all of a sudden my neighbor yells over. She goes, "Hey, I left you a voicemail." I said, "What?"
She has your number?
I guess she did. So I look for it. I didn't see it. I go, "What?" She goes, "I want you to play a song." And I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
She left a voicemail?
Yeah, she did.
Not a text?
Hey, I have the voicemail. Let me see if I can.
No, I'll play it.
No?
I mean, I don't know.
Let's see. She's Australian.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Well, then definitely play.
Okay, here we go, Robbie. If it's anything inappropriate, it said.
This message is for Alexa. Tell Alexa to play Guy Sebastian. Any song is good, but let's start out with Let Me Drink. Fine.
Okay.
Nice.
So that's it. Play
Guy Sebastian.
Let Me Drink. Okay.
You ever heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Me neither.
Never heard the song. Never heard it. And so
is this
soon
a new song or is it current?
It says 2019,
okay.
But he's Australian. So, you know, I don't know. It's never been heard over here. You didn't hear it. Did you listen to
I did listen to it. I'd never heard it.
Okay. So I'm like, oh, all right. Let me listen to this. So, that's not what I said. I go, oh, fuck.
Now right? You have to listen to
it. She's 72, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if my father's like, play the song I like? It'd be I would not want to hear it, right? So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll play. we play it. It's fucking fire, right? It's just such a fucking great song. And so that really shocked the hell out of me. But Let Me Drink by Guy Sebastian.
That's your music pick of the week.
Hey, it's probably the pick of the summer. Yeah. We've listened to it 1,000 times since we started.
Some singer was trending. She said something. I don't even know what she said, but people were getting mad. And it seemed like it was nothing, but it made me think maybe this girl's pretty good. Otherwise, they wouldn't give her shit. You know who Lana Del Rey is?
Oh, yes. You know, hey.
Yes.
Here's something to come full circle, which we're not going to talk about on here. I believe she's dating Sean Sticks Larkin from Live PD.
I didn't know that.
That's correct. I'm going to look that up to confirm that. But I'm willing to give you 10 to 1 odds that that's actually happened.
I thought she was a lesbian.
So Lana Del Rey. Sean Larkin. Boom. There it is. Lana Del Rey. All Sean right. Larkin. Here we go. Yep. Oh, X, they broke up.
Damn it.
Sorry. But anyway. Oh, wait a minute. Reality star, recent ex-boyfriend. Oh, no. I'm sorry. See new girlfriend and singer-songwriter Lana Del Rey. So, yes, they are dating.
She's been around 10 years. I never listened. I started listening, and I really like her.
Well, she's good, but the problem is that she's now dating someone who's unemployed. So, yeah, I mean, stay with a loser, I guess, if you want to. Not to discuss anything about the canceling of Live PD. You can go to my Twitter and get my opinion on that. But I guess my question is, do you think that the people, because, you know, Sean Sticks Larkin was in the Tulsa Police Department. Does he just go back to being a police officer after having been a TV star? Just go back to your old job?
I guess so. He won't be treated right. People think he's big time now.
He's dating Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, it's a big step.
You think
down.
He's now just going to be bringing donuts back and writing and coffee? Tickets? Yeah. That can't happen, right? What's he going to do? He's fucked.
Yeah, he is fucked.
What else is he qualified to do? Is he going to be the host of the New Apprentice? Like, what's he going to do?
How many guys that pull you over speeding are dating a friggin' Grammy winner? I don't know if she's won a Grammy, but probably got nominated.
If I got pulled over by him, I'd be like, God, dude, I feel so sorry for you, man.
She's hot in her own kind of way. You know, she's got a, like, alternative, like... She's got a look, yeah. But I dig her.
Do you think, in all seriousness, the fact that he's not a TV star anymore, because he was on a bunch of different shows, it was also like...
I don't even know who this guy is. I don't watch that show.
You don't watch... Okay, so...
I believe I've seen it once or twice.
There's one guy who... His name is Dan Abrams, right? Is that his name, Robbie?
Yeah, I know who that is.
That guy's the worst.
He's the host,
yes,
right?
And he's like... He was bullied his whole life, clearly, but he's been working out.
He used to be on CNN, or maybe he still
right,
is.
So he wears too tight a shirt. He always looks like
he's a douchebag.
He's always ready, like he's ready to pounce or whatever. Yeah. He's just a weird dude making cornball jokes or whatever. And then they usually have three people. One is usually a guest, and then Sean Larkin and what's the guy? The third. There's another guy on there.
These are all going to be names in chat next week,
right? Oh, fuck. I'm so mad I can't recall what his name is. But anyway, and then there's another guy, and those guys always are like, yep, you can't mess with the law. But, you know, just nothingness, right? Whatever. But they're cool, right? God, I'm so annoyed I can't remember the other guy's name. He's from D.C.
Okay.
But whatever. But anyway, that guy was famous enough that he was able to land Lana Del Rey. How would he even meet Lana Del Rey?
I don't know.
By the way, she's not going to just date some fucking guy who gave her a warning. That's not going to happen. They have to have met in some Hollywood thing.
What are there famous couples where the guy or girl is a huge star and the other person is just some fucking accountant or something?
Well, remember that, you know, Roseanne would always like fucking, and Elizabeth Taylor would always fucking marry some.
Did you just confuse Roseanne and Elizabeth Taylor?
No, the two people.
Okay.
They would just start dating like construction workers or shit, you know, that are old or whatever. I'm so mad. Tom Morris Jr. I just remembered his name. I was
Tommy Morris?
That's the other guy. Tommy Morrison. The other host of Live PD, Tom Morris Jr.
Any other chat names? Are we done with that?
Oh, sorry. Robbie's black neighbor because he has one that has the...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he's got that who had the party.
Yeah.
Sam Wilkers is on here, and I think that's because I talked about the party I went to, and you were asking me who was there, why you weren't invited, and I said his son Sam was there, so he threw that in. Then it says Eric Woodwork, and I'm not sure what that means. Let me see. And then there's a bunch of others, but they don't
Maybe it's actually
anything.
Eric Woodworth.
Rusty Trombone is in here. You know what that is. That's not significant to the show.
Right.
Yeah. Baby Eater. That's Jeremy Woodworth's movie that he made about somebody who eats babies. That's
There's an umpire on the... It's on MLB The Show. I'm assuming he's a real MLB umpire, but I think it's a great name for a murder mystery character. Speaking of Rusty, his name is Rusty Valentine.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't know where we fit that in, but that will be a character's name at some point. Probably a character played by Eric Woodworth. It feels like an Eric character.
By the way, Eric Woodwork, whoever he is, just said in chat, Lana spelled backwards is anal.
Nice. I like this guy. This guy's good. All right, welcome to the show. We promised 2 weeks ago we were going to do our dream SNL cast. We have a cast.
We have to pick a season's cast.
Well, yeah, or an era.
Right. Then we have to pick a Weekend Update host that can come from a different cast. We have to...
A guest, a host.
A host, and then a guest appearance.
Yes, and these are all people that are in their prime, so you could have... If you're saying, you know, Bon Jovi or something, you don't mean Bon Jovi today.
You mean him when he did Slippery When Wet.
Exactly.
That's the guy you get. I got you. You want to do that first?
Okay, so let's go in this order. We're going to do update because I think we're all going to have the same answer on update. We'll do update.
Right.
Host.
Mm-hmm. And you want
to. Cast.
Wanna, okay.
Right.
Update, host,
guest appearance.
Okay.
And musical guest last.
Okay.
And we also have J.L. Covan chimed in. Do we want to say
let's get his first.
All right. Dream show host. Current Tom Hanks. Band 1992 U2. Cast, the Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Mike Myers cast, and Norm MacDonald. Norm, obviously, he says. Can we just all go say Norm, obviously, and get that out of the way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Let me ask you this. Who's second? Is it Dennis Miller?
Yes. Michael Che.
Well, for me, Dennis Miller is going to be two.
Yeah, but what's the guy who's on it? He has a night show now. What's that? Seth Meyers?
Seth Meyers, yeah.
Is Seth Meyers in the conversation? I think he's smarmy, but I know that people like him because of his political leanings.
I'm not a fan.
You've been called that in the past.
I have, by the guy that I do the Ravens pregame with. Yes.
So I'm sorry, I already forgot. What's first?
We're going to do update first.
Update first, yeah. There's somebody that's so much better than everybody else, it's hard to argue. Norm MacDonald clearly was the best ever to do it. No one's ever even been close. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, have other people been fired for merit? I guess they have. But he was literally, they said, the guy, what was his name, Robbie, the president of NBC?
O'Meyer?
Yeah. Don O'Meyer.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't funny, and he made such a great point. He was on Letterman, and he goes, so they said you can't do update anymore, but they want him to keep doing the other stuff, which he said I'm not good at.
Right.
And he's like, well, why don't you just let me go to another network? And he goes, well, no, we don't want you going to another network. And he goes, well, I would think that if I'm not funny, the best thing that could happen would be for you to let me leave and go not be funny somewhere, which is 100% true. So
you also had that line about OJ, right?
Well, a lot of lines about OJ, but which one are you talking
about? OJ being friends with Bob.
Yeah.
Don,
what kind of Don Olmeyer? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the line?
It was like, this guy's friends with OJ, but he hates me. Something like that.
Yeah. He probably, without exaggeration, Robbie probably knows every one of them. I bet he did 25 OJ jokes on Weekend Update. Do you agree, Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he was like, but it is weird because, look, you and I are friends.
We are.
It's been determined by, even though you've been found innocent, it's pretty much understood that you are a fucking pedophile.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to publicly defend you. That reflects on me,
of course,
right?
Right.
I'm going to be like, dude, listen, I love you, but I can't.
Yeah.
I have to
draw
whatever
a line.
Conversations we have to be had in private. And in no way can I overtly support your behavior. Although, are you watching? And I won't go too far away.
Oh, boy.
Real quick, are you watching this Jeffrey Epstein thing?
I need to watch. It looks great.
Oh, my God.
On Netflix.
Well, first of all, I will say this.
We have a whole segment on TV.
And then we'll go right back. Every woman, and then we'll go right back to this. Who they talk to, every last woman is telling the truth. When we do our TV, when we talk about TV,
I'm ready to believe them.
Every woman is telling the truth, without exception. Anyway, so
all right, so we all agree on Norm.
Yeah, but I have to throw in, David Spade doing the Hollywood Minute was always one of my favorite segments that was strong. On Weekend Update.
Yeah, no, it was good. And you know what? And some of these things kind of run their course where maybe it wouldn't work. But even when Adam Sandler used to come on and do Opera Man, that shit was fucking hilarious.
It was good.
It was so great. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if it would translate into 2020, but at the time, God, was that a fucking, that was really, really good.
Next.
What are we doing next, Robbie?
Host.
So JL has Tom Hanks.
The current, today's Tom Hanks.
Today's Tom Hanks. He wants to go with right now, post-COVID.
Yes.
Yes.
COVID survivor.
Yeah, COVID survivor, Tom Hanks. I think Robbie and I are probably going to have the same. Because every once in a while, Robbie tries to throw an outlier in there. But Steve Martin's the best host they ever had.
Yeah.
And so Steve Martin will be my host. Not only, although Jim Carrey was fucking excellent when he was the host of the show.
I thought Robbie would say David Letterman.
Huh. Anyway, I'm going with Steve Martin. Here's why. Because not only is Steve Martin going to be great doing the monologue, mm-hmm. he's even going to be great. I remember when he introduced Sting one time, and he's like, Stingy, Sting. He couldn't fucking say his name right. He's just always funny, right? Always funny, no matter what he's doing. Steve Martin is my answer.
Robbie, are you going to go or want me to go?
I'm just going to concur because I am going to agree with you. I'm going to go with Steve Martin.
All right, I'm going to go Will Ferrell.
Huh. So he comes back, and yeah, and there's, listen, I wouldn't argue too hard with you
mm-hmm.
because he can do all of it. He can do impersonations. He's always funny. Obviously, whatever he decides to do in the monologue, when they do that, the stuff for the Oscars with Jack Black, it's the funniest thing is always when he's out there.
Yeah.
I guess the thing about Steve Martin is, and you might, it's going to sound weird because you're only a few years younger than me, but you might, he was a fucking rock star, Steve Martin was. So when Robbie and I were in elementary school, I don't even know that you can.
Yeah, somehow I missed that.
Have that kind of fame. Maybe you can because, you know, guys like Kevin Hart have done it. But Steve Martin was so fucking white hot.
Andrew Dice Clay, even at one time, had reached that kind of level.
That's your answer, Dice Clay, Robbie?
Yes. But you know, Dice Clay.
I know.
Yeah, you know, he hosted the show, and Nora Dunn said she refused to do the show.
I remember that.
But, yeah, Steve Martin, and also, he can also be your musical guest. He's not my musical guest. He can dance. He can sing. He can do fucking everything. Steve
Nora
Martin.
Dunn is my musical guest. All right, what's next? Cast?
Yeah,
cast next.
I'm gonna do what JL said. I like the Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Mike Myers era.
Yeah, so it's
probably
tough.
When I watched it the most.
I'm trying to see if there's any, and I know there was, and I believe it's gonna be. Is it gonna be the 1994 cast season 19? Let me just make sure that I have this right because I'm trying to get Dana Carvey and Adam Sandler in there. And
I already have it. It's one season.
Yeah, and I all
where they overlap.
And I know that it seems to be pretty, you know, the standard to shit on Adam Sandler, but he was a fucking great cast member. And here it is. I believe it's 1994. Is that what you have, Robbie?
92-93.
Okay, yeah, I got it right.
93 season.
So I got that is going to be the best in my opinion.
Is Farley and Spade there? Or?
So you have yes.
Yes.
You have David Spade. You have Adam Sandler. You have Mike Myers. You have David Spade. You have Phil Hartman, right?
Okay, it's strong.
You have you also have Norm Macdonald, but he's one of these like featured players at the time. I think you have Sarah Silverman in that too. Am I right about that, Robbie? Of course, you have Chris Farley.
Oh, no, Sarah Silverman. But you have Robert Smigel.
Oh yeah, you have Robert Smigel,
who was a writer, and he made appearances on occasion.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you have two of my least favorite cast members of all time in 92 and 93.
Yeah, but he won me over. And you're going to mention Kevin Nealon, who I know that you hate.
And Tim Meadows.
Well, Tim Meadows has never made me laugh one single time.
Right.
Not once.
Racist.
Well, you say that, but
I'm kidding.
But no, clearly. But, you know, I mean, there's been times where, you know, when the Eddie Murphy years, where you could make a good argument for that, too, because people don't remember that also on there was Martin Short. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
And also Tim Kazurinsky, and also how about fucking Julia Louis-Dreyfus? They were all on there at the same time. So that's a fucking strong-ass cast. And people talk about the early cast when you have Belushi, you have Aykroyd, you have all that. And this is so unfair. I'm literally going to break my own rules. But when I go back and I watch the Samurai fucking, you know, delicatessen,
yeah.
it's just not, I don't laugh at it.
No, I don't
either. Just not funny. And I remember when we were little kids and Robbie and I would get to stay up and we would watch Gilda Radner do Roseanne, Roseanne, Adana.
Yes.
I thought it was the fucking funniest thing I ever saw in my life, right? So now all of a sudden you have, and then they did that what was that sketch, Robbie, where they would try to put the screwdriver in that guy's butt crack, and it was Bill Murray and Gilda Radner.
Noogie Patrol, and yeah, I can't remember the name of those characters.
And let me tell you this, and maybe this is, again, it was not as divisive. Almost every sketch had to do with trying to be as funny as possible. There's no statement trying to be made, right?
Right.
Now, clearly they had the president, and it was funny, but the president, it was Chevy Chase. He was doing Gerald Ford, and he would just fall down the stairs, right? So there was, it was funny. It was really funny, and there's been some real funny political. I remember when Clarence Thomas, and this is the cast that we love, but Clarence Thomas is when he was being accused of sexual harassment, and they had Tim Meadows on there as Clarence Thomas, and they were having the Senate hearings.
Who was Anita Hill?
It was Cleghorn. She died. Ellen Cleghorn, is that her name?
Ellen Cleghorn?
Yeah. Is that her name, Robbie? Ellen Cleghorn?
Cleghorn, yes. Cleghorn. She's in the cast we're talking about.
Yeah, she was, I think this was at that year, and Jada Carvey was Strom Thurmond, okay? If you guys know who Strom Thurmond was, he was a senator. I think he was from North Carolina or a congressman from North Carolina.
He was like 90 for 30
years. He was like 90
years.
Something, yeah. And so he obviously had been voting ever since, you know, the fucking Dred Scott. I mean, he's been around for fucking ever, right? And so they were talking to him, and the whole sketch revolved around them trying to find out the best pornos to show girls to turn them on, right? And he's like, he goes, "Now I believe that hardcore porno is not the way to go. You should go with softer porn. Women don't like a lot of close-ups of oversized genitalia. That just ain't never going to turn them on, right?" And I remember thinking, God, these guys are so fucking funny, right? And of course, it's irreverent, and they're making fun of these subjects that I was just told recently on Twitter you're not allowed to make fun of, you know, which is dumb, obviously. Comedy is there.
No, Twitter's right about everything, Joe.
Right. And so, and it was just so fucking magnificent. But that's the same cast we're talking about. Right, that's the same cast.
Yes, and yeah, I just want to point out that there's been some really, really strong, funny people on that show. But I challenge you to name me somebody who's funnier than Chris Farley. There's never been a human being alive that's been funnier than Chris Farley, ever.
Yeah, Chris Farley, he's great. I would say you're not going to get the kind of range out of him that you're going to get out of some other people, right? I'm not going to shit on him. I'm just telling you, he's magnificent.
But when he delivers, it's a home run.
Right, exactly. But with all these other people around him. Listen, here's the deal. Chris Farley is a fucking hysterical, but he ain't Mike Myers. He's not.
No.
Mike Myers is a fucking elevated genius.
I'm not saying who's smarter or who writes better
or
jokes.
More talented.
Because, you know, I think it was David Spade who said he came up with the skit "Live in a Van Down by the River" when they were doing sketch comedy.
I know everyone talks about that one, but to me, it's when we replaced your Folgers with. Remember that coffee commercial? He just freaks out in that restaurant and just, "You did what?"
Yeah.
And just starts flipping over tables and losing
it.
I'm just talking about pure laughs. Somebody
Robbie, he did the thing where he was on the Chinese game show and they kept fucking torturing people. And then they had the one where he was at SeaWorld and every time the fucking whale would just flip. And it was a lot of physical humor, but you're right. He was great. He was absolutely great. But he was paired with all these other people that could just do
right. Well, they helped. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they all want to write a sketch for him. And I please everybody, YouTube, his first appearance on David Letterman is still one of the funniest fucking things you will ever watch.
I'd like to check that out. All right, what's next?
Well, hold on real quick. You left out, and it was just mentioned in chat by Boom PA. The great Phil Hartman was also in that cast. We didn't give him a mention.
My original cast.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Robbie, who are the two people that you don't think are funny? Kevin Nealon and who else?
Tim Meadows.
Oh, Tim Meadows. You did say that. Sorry. Okay.
What's next?
Okay, next we get a guest appearance.
Well, it sounds like you already said who you want, Robbie. It sounds like you would say Chris Farley. But was he on the cast?
Because Chris Farley's in my cast, so I don't need to have him as a guest.
I'm going to say Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, that's great.
Strong.
So for me, a guest appearance is somebody like, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy's on there.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
My first choice that I typed in, and then I thought of adding another category, is athlete. I wrote Peyton Manning down.
Yeah, no, he hosted the show and was fucking great, right? But for me, I would like to see somebody in the height of some scandal walk onto the, you know what I mean?
OJ.
Well, hey, that might not be horrible, right? But it's
while Norm's doing a joke.
What he did is too nefarious for us to have him. So, you know,
kind of like when Sarah Palin was on with Tina Fey doing Sarah Palin.
Dude, I'm telling you, that kind of stuff, yeah, absolutely is excellent. So I don't know that I'm trying to think because
Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, that's a fucking great one. Yeah, because first of all, he's excellent.
Yeah.
Right? He's hilarious. He's everything he touches has been great.
Hey.
Yeah, no,
he comes
to have
from
him
that
on.
Background of doing sketch comedy.
Or like a Louis C.K., somebody who's just in the middle of a shitstorm who says, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk onto this set in the middle of this shitstorm. And also, if it's something, but it has to be something as innocuous as getting caught jerking off somewhere. So I'm going to steal your answer. I'm taking Pee Wee Herman. But it's Pee Wee Herman in 1990, whatever.
Right.
The day after he got caught jerking off in a movie theater. That's the guy I want to walk on and do a joke about that. That's not that.
No,
big of
I think
a fucking
that's great.
Deal, right.
Yeah. Robbie.
Well, I'm going to pick somebody who did do it one time and one time only appeared on Weekend.
I know the Howard answer. Stern. Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. And then finally, we've
musical
got...
Musical guest.
Okay.
Now, is this somebody that has been on there?
I think you just pick anybody. You could pick Lana Del Rey, Joe.
You can pick them at any time in their career. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that guy, the Australian guy.
So you can't take the Beatles because they had broken up prior to the start of Saturday Night Live, correct?
Wait a second. Let me just say, that's my answer. Because if you recall in the 70s, even into the 80s, or not into the 80s because John Lennon was dead, but right up until John Lennon died, Lorne Michaels was always trying to get them to reunite on the show. And that's what I'd like to see, a reunited Beatles on the show.
That would be huge.
Yeah, and I hear you, but obviously that seems like I'm not going to do better than that, but it didn't.
Okay, if you make me pick a different one, I've got a second one.
Give me your second one.
Billy Ocean.
How many questions have ever had the first answer is the Beatles, the second is Billy Ocean?
Hey, it's funny because I remember me and Katie and of course Erica and Dave Wilkerson, we went to go see Grand Funk Railroad and 38 Special at the Maryland State Fair. Okay. We were probably I'm sure we were doing this show, I'm sure I talked about it. And there was a lady that was standing in front of me. And she had two kids, and I was making fun. I said, one of her kids' name is 38, the other one's name is Special, because she knew every word to every fucking 38 Special song. She was standing the whole time. By the way, there wasn't 400 people there, right? She was standing up the whole time. She was dancing and singing, and I'm like, that lady's favorite band is 38 Special. It's her favorite band, right? So so give me your rationale, Robbie.
But no, Robbie wants Billy Ocean today.
Can I
the
tell
guy
you
from Vegas.
Yes.
Can I just first tell you that I actually have tickets to see 38 Special in West Virginia in a couple months?
Of course you do.
Hey, what if they don't play Hold On Loosely?
So you want 80s prime Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
He was actually on the show around 85, 86.
Well, no, he was huge. I'm not denying that. Yes.
He was huge. Yeah.
I was really surprised, Robbie. I really thought Roy Orbison was going to be your answer. I'm shocked that it wasn't. And I nailed Stern.
I would say can I have Traveling Wilburys? Can I have them?
Yeah, of course, man. The Traveling Wilburys. And
this isn't really going to happen.
You can have anybody.
I'll take Traveling Wilburys.
Yeah.
No. I want Traveling Wilburys.
That's good.
Yeah, that really does kind of really, that's got everybody for Robbie because Robbie loves Jeff Lynne from ELO like nobody else. Actually, we were just talking about this because both Frank Push and Robbie share a love of ELO. They're both in their top five greatest bands.
Hey, Frank.
And then they have Roy Orbison, who Robbie loves. And, of course, he loves the great Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And he loves
George Harrison.
And he loves traveling.
And is Dylan? We're missing somebody. We're missing a person.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, Bob, he's the guy we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's going to be the first year of when did Saturday Night start? 76?
I think so.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Eagles, right after Hotel California, the year that Hotel California came out.
All right, I'll just take my stock answer because everyone Prince. Thinks someone. I'll just say Prince, the Sign of the Times, 1989-88 era.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you get – that's the thing. You take them too early, you miss out on some songs, right? So, yeah, 77, Hotel California, that's who I take. And have the Eagles ever been on Saturday Night Live, Robbie?
No, they haven't. But Prince has. Prince was in, like, 2014.
Yeah. No, he was
– What songs did he do?
He did – they let him do an entire long segment instead of having two musical acts. He did like 8 minutes with his new band. They really just jammed. He didn't do any classic hits, but he was on.
Lame.
He had a really good performance about 10 years ago. The song "Fury," it's really good. That you know wasn't a. It's not a classic song that everybody knows, but it's a really good guitar song. But I don't remember him being on and doing hits.
I think he was just on the one time.
And I'm
no, I've seen him on twice personally. So.
Oh, he was on twice.
At least, yeah.
So here's something, and this is my real answer. I should have given my real answer because, you know, if I'm looking at it through the romanticism mm-hmm. of a young child, my favorite band growing up was Kiss. It wasn't close. You know,
so 1976 Kiss.
So 77? not 76. I think 79 would be because then you have. Yeah.
You want to go with 78, 79.
Yeah. So as long as you get up to Dynasty, that's mm-hmm. their last time they ever put out a good album. And then after that, it's pretty much all shit after that. But yeah, that's so 79, that's the year. So I'll take 70.
No, their second album without makeup was pretty good.
I know that it was songs from The Elder or whatever. I've always heard about, you know, what.
Right.
I don't know. It's almost like everybody says that their favorite Beastie Boys album is Paul's Boutique because that's the cool answer. But, mm-hmm. you know, obviously License to Ill is their best, answer.
Can we do one more? What political scandal do you'd like to see done?
Yeah. So, again, I told you that I just saw such a fucking magnificent sketch about the Clarence Thomas hearing. Yeah. It's hard for me to because I saw it happen and it was one of my might be my favorite sketch of all time. By the way, you know, it's hard to find Saturday Night Live sketches because they don't put them on YouTube.
Huh.
And if you put one on, they will fucking yank that shit off, but quick.
It feels like the Lewinsky-Clinton thing is the easiest to make fun of, right?
You know what, though? This is going to sound horrible, but I mean, it's not sound horrible. Maybe it'll make me sound good. Now that I see what happened to Monica Lewinsky.
It's a lot worse.
And how difficult
looking back,
life was for her.
Yeah.
You know, that means a lot. That's a lot different to me than, you know, somebody saying I saw a pubic hair on a Coke can than actually sucking the president's dick. You follow what I'm saying? And then just being a pariah to the whole country, just slut shaming you. So, yeah, I mean, and I see her and she seems to be smart. She seems to be clever. She seems to be a good person. So it's hard for me to look back and say, hey, that's because, obviously the best jokes come out of that.
Right.
You know, if your name is now the what people call a blowjob, that's not good. You don't want that.
No.
But, yeah, I like her. She's got good Twitter, too.
Get her on the show, Robbie. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the Rob and Joe Show.
Love is in the air. Or is it murder? Die Laughing Productions is back and ready to have some fun at the expense of TV's premier dating reality show, The Bachelor. We proudly present The Final Rose. Contestants vie for the heart of our beautiful bachelorette, but love truly is a battlefield. Before someone can find love and accept the final rose, some unlucky person will take their final breath. The Final Rose stars all of your incredibly lovable Die Laughing Productions performers, and as always, you, the audience. We have roles available for willing volunteers, and everyone will get a chance to solve our most shocking murder ever.
Two shows, Saturday, September 5th, at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For tickets and more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right. I have two interesting things about KISS. There was a Facebook group called Get Gene Simmons to Host Saturday Night Live, and that Facebook group is now defunct.
Yeah, he should never host Saturday Night Live because he's not self-aware and he's not funny. You know what I mean? He's good at what he does, and he's a rock star who's larger than life. That's it.
I got to throw one more thing that I found interesting that we're going to talk about TV in a little bit, but we're talking about favorites. So I want you guys to guess, because I watched this thing on Hulu, Iconic Characters, and they have these stars talk about characters they played over the years. Please guess what Nicolas Cage's favorite movie that he was ever in.
Con Air.
Adaptation. Valley Girl.
Nope.
He's been in a lot of movies. Oh, fuck.
I mean, it's an off-the-wall answer. That's why I mentioned
Ghost Rider.
Face Off.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Rob, you got it.
Oh, it is? God, Face Off. Face Off is a lot like we've been describing the Rambo movie.
Yes.
Where it is an absolute turd. Yes. And I fucking love every moment of it.
So ridiculous.
All of a sudden, he rips his face off. He sticks on somebody else. He talks like him. It's, yeah, it was, yeah, no, you're right.
He made it a point to say that's his favorite movie he ever did.
What show is that, Robbie? It sounds interesting.
It's called Iconic Characters. They're short, like 8-10 minute segments on Hulu.
All right.
Yeah. He also has an Oscar.
I watched it. Yes.
For Leaving Las Vegas. So that's.
Are we doing this TV thing now? Or that we're talking about?
Well, I really want to make sure that I talk about this Katie thing.
Yeah.
And I know we're limited.
Go for it.
So can we reserve some of this stuff for next week?
Absolutely.
So Katie, I guess, had a revelation that she didn't. You know how you suppress the memories?
Yeah.
Okay. She told me. God, even to say it is going to make me fucking vomit, okay? When she was a kid, I'm going to gag when I tell this story.
Oh,
so,
no.
So when she was a kid.
Like, how old are we talking?
You know what? We need to find that out. She's not home right now, but I mean.
In your mind, when she described this, where did you think she was?
Well, she had to be young. Her brother's 4 years older than her. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you what they used to do, I'm literally feeling sick right now.
Okay.
Getting ready to mention, okay?
Okay.
They used to get these pretzels, okay? And they used to take. And eat half the pretzel.
The soft pretzel?
Yeah. Sorry. And they used to spit out the chewed up pretzel onto the other part of the pretzel. And then they would eat this new pretzel topped with this other pretzel.
What?
Now, here's the thing. God, even it's hard for me to even say, but...
That prepared her for putting you in her mouth.
Now, she's her brother's 4 years older than her. How old would he still be willing to do this? So maybe 10, 11, you're stretching it at 12.
Yeah.
So she couldn't have been any older than 6.
It's really
eight.
On him.
It's 100% on him.
Yeah.
But when she
How
told
did
that
me come
that, up? I don't remember. Oh, I know why. Because, you know, we went to the beach this weekend, and I was there with my neighbor, Ryan, you know, whose kids I corrected, and
yes.
That was not appropriate, whatever. So, and he picked up something out of a basket and ate it, and it was a piece of pizza that his daughter had chewed, didn't want to spit back out. So that was disgusting. Sorry. But this pretzel thing, I'm like, how the fuck? Here's my first thing is this.
Was she horrified by it? Recanting? What's the word?
No, but she was kind of laughing
it?
About it. And I mean, I don't know how much blame to place on her because the most responsible person... Is Frank and Chris Push.
Do they know this was happening?
What do you mean? They bought him the fucking pretzels. They're clearly responsible for this. I would literally say, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to eat it.
Friggin'
you're
animal.
Not allowed to spit out your food onto, you know what? And then you know what it made me think of, and then we'll get back to this, who's responsible for this. Robbie, you remember this? My mother, God rest her soul, she used to love mint chocolate chip ice cream. Do you know where I'm going with this, Robbie?
No, I don't recall this.
She'd always buy Breyers.
Yeah, quality brand.
It was all natural. She was kind of a health nut per se.
Clearly.
Whatever.
Health nut for ice
cream. Right, right. She would eat the ice cream. She would melt all the ice cream and drink it in her mouth, and then she would spit the chocolate chips back out in the bowl.
Okay.
And then at the end, she would eat the chocolate chips.
Interesting technique.
Do you remember that, Robbie?
I don't remember that.
That was a real thing.
Interesting
that she
technique.
Used to do. But... I don't remember her chewing up her food and spitting. God, I can't even say it out loud. Anyway, so you got the parents who are letting their children eat baby bird this fucking pretzel, right? Which is revolting. But then the brother, he should know better. He's the older one. Now, boys are more disgusting than girls, but
of
he's
course.
4 years older.
But that's still, they're the same age and they're disgusting tolerance.
So if you have a girl and she's 6 years old, I feel like 11, 12, you're not, just not doing that, right?
I don't think so.
So even if you are...
Maybe he was tricking her into doing it and she didn't realize it. Maybe he got to the age
No,
of
because she called him and said, hey, do you remember when we used to do this?
They he might have fessed up, though.
No, he did. I was... Yeah, he
but
did.
But I'm saying he... Okay.
He remembered it. He remembered doing this. So I guess, you know what I need to do is I need to find out the age in which this occurred because... And Katie said, hey, you're not going to say that on the air. And I said, of course I am.
Of course.
I mean, that's just, You're
what if she wanted to do that today with you?
Well, first of all, she would never, ever would, right? But
how much money, though?
No, I wouldn't. She's allowed to do whatever she wants, but I couldn't sit in a room and watch that happen.
She's going to
in front of me?
Yeah, and you're going to eat?
I'm going to fucking throw up. Okay. I will throw up if I see that.
So you couldn't do it without throwing up?
I mean, I would let her do it for nothing, obviously.
No, you have to eat this.
Oh, fuck that. No, it's a lot. Is it my own? Oh, God, I can't even think about it.
But for amount of money, you might mentally close your eyes.
There is an amount of money that will make me eat my regurgitated food. It's
no,
hard
her
for me.
Regurgitated.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll make out with her. You know what I mean? God, it's fucking hard to. It's very hard to hear this.
Yeah, it is. Are you rethinking the whole marriage?
No, unless she was still doing it. You know, we all have things we regret.
Did this come up on your 1 year anniversary? Is that how you celebrated with a soft pretzel?
So I'm wondering what day it came up. I think it was after our anniversary.
Did you do anything special?
So, I need to talk about that. So I got her a gift, and I want to get her a piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
But I'm not equipped to buy it. Does that make sense?
Want it to have the proper initials on it?
Yeah, I don't know what her name is. No, I am not equipped to pick out a piece of jewelry.
You mean you don't have an eye for it?
I just don't. I don't. You know what I mean?
Can't tell what's good.
I don't.
I understand.
So I call the only girls that I know are basically boys, right?
Yeah.
Erica, fucking, and Kristen. They're not girls, but that's who I call. Or text, and I go, hey, what should I get? And they gave me this necklace. Of course, it was more money than I wanted to spend.
Of course.
Right?
Well, at least you know it's good.
But
in
it was
your mind.
A B because, you know, our wedding song is Tupelo Honey. It was this B. It's a necklace that has diamonds all over it, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a nice little gift. So they give me the date. I pay for 2 day air, and I say, all right. Then I'm waiting. Because it never made it.
What?
So.
Where'd you order it from?
I ordered it from Zales.
Okay.
Now, because that was the link that was sent to me. So what I do is I
found it on Amazon.
No.
For half the price.
I had an email letting me know it was on its way.
All right.
Deleted it. I don't need that, right?
Why would you delete the email?
I don't know, because I guess normally.
You delete emails?
Oh, I delete all my email. Yeah, I can't. And I don't know why. But anyway, so I what do you do? Keep the emails from fucking, you know, Netflix, everything you get, you keep Best Buy, CVS, just have them
much,
all.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? Nah. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm like, huh, where is this thing? So I go to look for that email. I go into my deleted items. I can't find it. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go, all right, well, let me just go to my credit card statement.
But you need a tracking number and all that.
I go to my credit card statement because it's going to have the number. It's not on there. Thus, it's not on there. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. So then I called Zales.
Stressful.
And I said, listen, here's the deal. I ordered this. You sent me an email. I don't have it anymore. But I just called my credit card. I just looked at my credit card statement. It's not on there. Was that email telling me that you're not sending it? Because my anniversary is in 2 days, and I ordered it a month in advance. So they look it up. They go, oh, it's delivering June 24th. I go, well, why didn't you guys tell? They go, we did. We told you in that email that you deleted. And in addition to that, we didn't charge your. We didn't charge you for it. We're not going to charge it till we deliver it. So every sign that let me know that their gift wasn't coming.
100% on you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So anyway, June 24th, which is now, you know, it's only 16 days away, she'll get her.
Did she give you a gift?
She did. She gave me a humidor. It's awesome.
All right, cool.
Yeah, she gave me a humidor. I gave her a card. I showed her a picture of what she's getting.
Okay, flowers?
I
that as a no.
No, I didn't. I didn't get her flowers. I got her a card. I got her. I did get her something else. I just can't remember what it is. But yeah, I
got crabs.
Yeah, I blew it. But I got her a really good gift, and then I just showed her a picture of it.
That's cool. She'll be all right. How much longer do we got, Robbie? Are we allowed to?
That's it. We're done.
Do this thing.
We better wrap it up if you want the show out this week.
All right. I don't. I want it out. I want it out June 24th.
Yeah, with the beer.
That's fine.
All right, man. Later.
All right. Yeah, nothing to promote. So see you guys.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.